Member Week is here at Lowe's. That means it's time for MyLowe's Rewards members to save big with up to 40% off hundreds of items like appliances, tools, home essentials, and more. Plus, get free standard shipping. Shop these exclusive member-only savings now through October 15th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
All right. What up, y'all? Welcome to I Saw This on the Internet, a podcast where comedian friends and I talk about random stories that you submit. You can submit yours to internet at kevonstage.com. Today we got Patrick Cloud, Lulu Gonzalez, and to hear more, make sure to follow them on their own social media. Pull up when they have stuff to pull up. Support their Patreon and all that jazz. Today's first story. Man chops off his own penis during a dream about slaughtering a goat.
Wait a minute. Okay.
Man in Ghana allegedly cut off his own penis while he was having a dream about slaughtering a goat, according to GH1 TV, which is based in Ghana. The man has been identified as 42-year-old Kofi Adda, who's also known as Wofa Adda. He said, and I quote, the victim... Oh, no.
Ouch. Oh, no. Oops. My dick. That's no goat.
It had to be a clean chop. Because like, if you was going back and forth and you don't wake up.
He probably pulled it out one of his. Yeah.
But how do you do that in your sleep?
How big is his dick?
Hey, man.
How do you
it's a big ass dick.
Rest like peace, penis.
What did he set it on the counter? Like, how do you just do one clean chop?
I mean, obviously he woke up after that. That shit had to wake up.
He didn't, apparently.
That didn't wake him up.
But how could you grab your dick where it feels like a goat's neck?
Why did he have a knife so close to the
bed?
Some
of the people who sleepwalk, they have like very vivid sleepwalking dreams.
So they could walk all the way to where
they
the
walk
are.
To the kitchen. They eat stuff.
Like, I've seen that before.
I've tried that before. Farrah knew I was eating a sandwich. Yeah.
She you was like, sleepwalking.
I know you're awake to hear.
So you telling me
I'm sleepwalking? I don't know what I'm doing.
You telling me you got in the car, drove the subway at 3 a.m. all while you were asleep, ordered the food, paid.
He's just doing zombie sounds.
He's waiting by the microwave. You're heating it up.
Man, it's just like, you don't have to lie. You live
you
here.
Can just get a snack.
If you want to eat a sandwich at 3 a.m.,
what?
You can.
I'm still eating
it's
this.
Always when I tell her I'm still eating it. I did. Acting like I was sleepwalking. It's always when I'm telling her I'm about to diet and she catch me eating something. She's like, what? I thought we was dieting. I'm asleep.
That's why you can't diet, man. The real word in diet is die. You can't do that.
I think it's if you don't diet, you will die.
Don't diet. Tomato, tomato. Nigga. I'm not going to be hungry.
The problem is
and you should eat both, nigga. You should eat a tomato and a tomato.
Hey, I made that joke with yours was way better. Mine was all long. All you said was you should eat both. I was like, dang, that was so quick. But you should
like,
eat both.
Milkshake, milk shake.
I should eat both.
Barbecue. BBQ.
A mint chocolate milkshake, nigga. Let's dumb it down, baby.
Milk shake? Nobody never said milk shake. You're
milk
just shake. Saying
stuff. I thought he said milkshake, milk chocolate.
No,
I was
he like, said milkshake, milk shake.
Reese's, same thing. I'm not
I always
saying
say
tomato,
Reese's.
Tomato.
People that say Reese's.
Black folks be saying Reese's.
I never heard
Reese's.
That
it is
here.
Reese's.
Yeah. Reese's.
But a lot of I've heard a lot of black people say Reese's pieces.
I never heard that till I got
Reese's
out here.
Reese's pieces.
Right, that's how we say it, but they say
it's
Reese's.
Not pieces.
Reese's pieces.
I've heard Reese's pieces, Reese's pieces.
I've heard a lot of wrong shit.
Crazy.
Yeah, we
and
also
as a fan Reese's. Of candy, I'll be like, nigga, stop.
We add S's to a lot, black folks.
S's
there's no S in Nordstrom.
There is not Nordstrom's?
Nope. It's just Nordstrom.
It's not.
It's Costco.
You know how many times I've been like, Costco's. Hey, which way is Nordstrom's?
It is Costco's, huh? It's Costco.
Mm-hmm. It's not Costco?
Singular.
Mm-hmm. But it's more than one.
Yeah, each one is an individual Costco.
Yeah,
but... Unless you're talking about, you know, Costco. No.
No.
That's still be Costco.
I'm going to Costco?
There's a, oh, you could say there's a lot of Costco's in America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it, Costco is a singular word.
I'm going to Costco's.
JCPenney?
It's Penny's.
It was named after a dude named JCPenney who might have been black.
That was a dude's name?
He was like, they
it was Jason Carl Penny.
They was like, oh, they gonna throw ass on that. Don't worry about it.
Jason Penny. Well, McDonald's is apostrophe S. So some people, some
McDonald's
do it.
McDonald's is. Yeah.
Okay, some do it, for sure.
The funny thing about McDonald's is that was their name, but Ray Kroc was, is credited as being the founder of McDonald's, and that nigga was just the worst,
just a
most
thief.
Cutthroat businessman ever.
That's oh, is there a movie about that?
Yes. Oh, yes. The founder?
Is it good?
It's a couple documentaries about that.
It's amazing.
There should be some laws that like prevent ridiculous things from happening.
Now, in capitalism, America, man, with business, they don't care. That's that man
insane.
Took the name
and the
from
and the
there.
Format.
He took their
and the
actual name.
And the food.
And the food and all that. But there he was, they were like, why don't you just change the Crocs? He was like, ugh, my name is ugly. He literally was like, no, McDonald's sounds
why?
American.
Your name is working so well for me. Why would I change it? Oh.
And you guys already kind of built it up. So. I don't want to start from scratch.
The craziest thing is he had the first McDonald's was in like San Bernardino.
It was like a little stand, right?
Yeah. And he won the lawsuit and they didn't, for whatever reason, they didn't even fight for their actual name. And he won. Like, he stole their name from them with McDonald's Corporation. That was the real estate underneath the company, right? And when he stole their name, they had to change that McDonald's name to, like, Big M Hamburgers or something like that.
That's so sad.
And that was the only one they had, right? He had all the other McDonald's. This nigga put a McDonald's across the street and ran that one business out of business.
So he could have just been like, sorry, y'all, but here, just keep
now
this.
Tell me the history of briskets.
It started with my great, 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 great hog father.
He's like, now we talking.
Hog father.
Hog father.
Hog father?
Hog father. He fell, hurt himself, cut a piece of his breast off.
All I can think of is like the godfather, like, you come to me on the day of my bacon was baked.
My he's making a very deep speech. And somebody steps on his tail. Oh, Hitler!
You have the nerve to ask me for ribs?
Pigs as gangsters is hilarious because they ain't gonna just kill you. They're gonna eat you. You're getting barbecued at the next picnic.
How do you know the history of McDonald's?
That's
what I'm saying.
It's
like,
food.
I'm also a
tell
history
me about
nerd.
The Roman Empire. Go.
So that's funny. I didn't want to answer that.
Now,
because
the Burger
not a lot of,
King ruled from 1890
not
to 1995.
A lot of black men were saying that. But when I saw that trend, I was like, yeah, that is crazy.
How do you think about the Roman Empire?
Boy, when I tell you, I'd be all in.
Y'all don't like history? I love
bro,
history
the Romans
stuff.
Was dominating Earth.
Bro.
I think about that a lot.
They was just like, we want this. As soon as they find new land, we're like, yeah, that's ours too.
Yes.
I lick it, so it's mine.
I was like, bro, they had business. See, the Senate that we have is based on the Roman government.
I feel
and America, I would be thinking that America is going to follow the same steps as the Roman government because America is not the superpower it used to be.
Yeah.
And Greece ain't even what Greece used
exactly.
to be.
Exactly.
Rome is in Italy.
Yeah. That's how I knew I had.
Rome is in Italy, right?
It is.
Yeah.
What I said about Greece is true, but I had mixed my
your foods.
Yeah, oh, you just threw a Greek family.
You was like Greek salad, Caesar salad, Rome.
No. He said Greece. He said fried grease, chicken grease.
Grease ain't what it used
catfish
to be.
Catfish grease.
You know, canola oil.
Blue
you know,
grease.
The
ever since I changed
everything.
To grapeseed oil, you know that grease don't be hitting
the vegan empire. Ruined all of that.
Beef was so dominant.
Roman Empire?
You know, so crazy.
I don't
that's
know a
how
lot about it.
Why I know I'm single because I think about the Roman Empire all the time.
Y'all
all
really just be sitting
there. All the time.
No, I've seen you arm wrestle in bars. That's not why you're single. It's not that at all.
I have a good time.
Yeah, nigga. You change tires with no tools. That's why you're single.
I actually have a movie called The Eagle on my phone that I've been trying to rewatch, and it's about the Roman Empire.
Why are you laughing at me? You be like, Marcus Aurelius?
I have
a lot of niggas love to throw you off there first and see what people gonna say. Oh, y'all fuck with it too?
I mean, I be watching the Eagles.
I got Marcus Aurelius on my Audible, so I be listening to this.
What's going on with y'all?
They nerding out right now. Look at them.
Bradley's dreaming about waves.
What the fuck were you trying to say? God,
I couldn't decide.
Get it together.
I was going to say waves and legs for it. I said waves. I was trying to think about something for a while that would work.
Can't be naked with the Trojan hat. Like, all right. Tonight, we're going Julius Caesar style. The inventor of the Caesar salad.
All of this is my fool. We'd be like, tonight we're watching Oreo and Juliet.
First of all, it's funny because you can Juliet potato. So really, and I really like Juliet.
Oreo Juliet. Milk Shakespeare.
And O'Brien potatoes.
Hamburger Hamlet.
It's so many. It shouldn't be this many, but it's so many. What are you doing? Salivating over there? Why you...
Set up Othello.
I don't know anymore. I was trying to think of one.
I don't know anymore.
Set up Othello. It's a good old omelet. Y'all don't know about Othello and the omelet?
I don't know anymore. Please. I ran out of place.
Hamlet?
Huh?
Hamlet's already there. You said Hamlet?
Yeah, Hamburger Hamlet.
Hamburger Hamlet.
Cool.
Footloose.
Footloose.
What else is
there? Somebody mentioned Oreo. To eat or not
to eat. Nigga, it wouldn't get that far. To eat or
no question. It's like to eat. It is a definitive statement.
It is food. It is to eat.
To eat.
To eat. The end of the sentence.
Eat. Not a lot of substance in this play.
Thank you, guys. Good night.
A brisket by other name will smell as sweet.
So here was the one who was eating brisket at night. I want that to stay
it was
over there.
Not at night,
it
bro.
Was at 3 a.m. Don't bring
that's
brisket to me.
But you had the brisket meetup.
Oh, yeah.
You had the brisket meetup.
Now it's you.
That was made up.
But what was it?
Mine was bad.
Man, and a boo-boo. You're fat.
There's drone footage of Kev at night lighting fire.
He just keeps getting caught like this.
To whom the brisket tolls.
The brisket chose me.
That nigga's just pulling a sword out of a brisket. King Arthur.
I am the
he
one.
He is the one.
This no, I was like, no, I was actually just ready for.
No, you're supposed to lead us. No,
anyone can pull
we
this.
We can
out.
Have this at the round table.
Anybody can pull the knife out.
It's Kendrick. That's on purpose.
Lead us to victory. I will. The first taste that. Nigga, piece
instead
of
your bullets, he got briskets in it.
A nigga pulling out a
reload,
sandwich in a fight.
I don't know why he doesn't just do this in his kitchen. Drives 3 hours out into the woods.
Oh my God! Friends, Romans, briskets.
Let me
Charles Moore, man. That's funny.
Charles Moore, what's up, my boy?
Let me
in the
your
of the
plate.
Woods wearing brown robes and hoods with briskets on fire.
Someone said Midsummer Night Snack.
Oh, nice, Candid. Midsummer Night Snack.
That's funny. At this point, you got to know a little bit about Shakespeare. I think we got all the surface stuff out the way.
I was in a Shakespeare play in college that was adapted to take place during the Civil War.
What?
And I played a slave.
Damn.
What?
That got killed by
eating too much.
You was a Shakespearean slave.
He was picking cotton candy. Pink, light blue.
Can you imagine?
Purple.
All the other slaves are slim, and Kev's is out there looking like himself. I'm like, you don't do no work, nigga. It's just us.
It was a lot.
Cotton candy. It's
like
wild.
It's hella back
Why
to
it. Why do you keep finding this? There's a whole machine for this. are you going?
It's licorice works. Five lashes. And he's in his mouth. He's like, I'm. He keeps eating it. Give me 20 more lashes. His timing is impressive. I do bad things on purpose.
I do bad things on purpose.
Give him 20 red vines.
Use the licorice this time. Give me some Twizzlers.
Give him the black licorice. Nobody eats those.
20 red vines?
20? Make it 30.
Okay. I can take it.
His whip is this long at the end? Bring me another one. You play it hard to get, huh?
Beat them with pretzel sticks, the salted kind.
Oh, shit. That's dumb. Picking cotton candy.
Picking
great,
cotton candy.
That's the highlight of this episode.
Really
picking
it. Funny. You may come back. What'd you do today?
Look. He got it a little thick in the back.
He got it in the thick. Nigga, stats are crazy. He did 3 fields today. He only turned in half a bag, but. The point is, he's ambitious.
Oh. To Brian own self be true. Wow.
What is going on? Y'all to got English Brian majors in here?
Self yeah, that's be
great.
True.
That's how you do pastrami. You got a Brian and pastrami. That's great.
Oh, Jello.
Oh, Jello. That's great.
Oh, Jello.
That's great.
You got it. Okay, yeah, we inside baseball now.
Dang!
I'm drawing a blank. I don't know anything else Shakespeare.
My face hurt.
If brisket be the food of
love. Said by Kev Never.
Hey, Shakespeare was kind of mid to me.
Nah, yeah. speak for yourself.
I couldn't understand it. It seemed like he was going, it was like lawyer talk. He was going out of his way to make it kind of confusing.
It was super poetic.
Romeo and Juliet was straight, but it was like, there's so many other options. They were like, our families don't like each other. We're trying to kill each other. We'll show them poison.
Who's your favorite playwright?
Playwright? Who's my favorite playwright?
I mean, that's the correct term.
No, I know, but it's like Tyler Perry.
I knew that was coming.
Now,
Shakespeare,
get him out of here.
Madea?
I did that on myself.
Oh, that's an angry black woman?
Madea go to jail?
You gotta give Pat some grace. He just learned how to floss. Like
3 weeks
ago.
Really? We taught him on Squadcast.
It's not that I didn't know how.
Hey, what is this happening?
It's just it hurt when I did it, so I stopped. But then I got the water pick, and we all good.
He wasn't doing it regularly. That's why I was hurting.
And I would just.
He was like,
I'm always bleeding
when I floss. It's like, you ain't doing it enough, and you're doing it wrong.
What? I just didn't do it. It bled.
Because he was going like this, like a cartoon character. He was like...
Yeah, like how a cartoon character uses a towel. How they use a towel, like...
And then his feet went like this. And he ran off to go get the...
I love the cloud of smoke.
He also was flossing with his locks, which explains a lot. That's why they look like that. His teeth look like that. Everything makes more sense now.
Come on, guys.
We taught him.
We did. We were like, look, he went and got some. It was like, all right, this is how I do it.
And I started
and he was like,
look,
bleeding.
God, bleeding.
Yeah. I'm like, you're not sorry. Like, look. Yeah. It's like acting like he in a fight. Spit the blood in the sink.
All right, I'm ready for it.
Hit the one in the middle.
Put him up.
Put me back on Squadcast, man. I asked you.
Shut up, man.
No. You don't want to do it.
You don't want to do it. I told him, I said, send me some dates. I told you, ask
Mondays.
Every time.
That's what we do it.
That's what we do it all Mondays. The time.
Monday at noon.
All right, hit me up. Do it last Monday.
I'm not hitting you up. You want to get on the show. You let me know when you're available.
Last Monday.
Do I need to go through your assistant? Because she's going to put it on your calendar.
No, because she quit, so she's not there.
It's a new one.
I
don't run through them.
Nah, since I've known you, you've had four,
so
four,
it
five?
Is you.
No, she
five, and 4 years.
No,
Four years?
What are you doing to these people? Before,
he keeps making them go out to eat live.
I keep sending flowers to Popeyes. That's not a person.
the interview was just like, brisket.
Hit my assistant. Book me on one.
Okay.
Send some
one
champagne
before the
to Jimmy John's. Okay. It's not a person, Kev.
Pay him.
I want
Put it in the ledger.
Blue
you
label.
Champagne to Jimmy John's?
Blue label.
I thought it would be to Blood Toes.
Blood Toes was on a Netflix show. It was a barbecue show.
So you write like love notes? So dear, you know, Blood Toes.
What? There was a whole 8 episodes of barbecue competition. I was like,
He was backstage like rapper's girlfriends, like getting the stories. There you go. There go Bloody. Get the exclusive performance.
Everyone's going crazy in these competitions, though. Tell us about it. They had the open flame competition. Mm-hmm. They had a cook underground one time. Oh. I said, how they going to keep the temperature?
Cook underground?
Yeah, they had the...
Like Hawaii?
Like Hawaiian style. They had a
like,
term.
Was it volcanic sand? And that's why it was hot?
No, it was just regular ground.
Oh, shit. All right.
And they had one where they had to cook out of, like, washing machines and file cabinets. They had to make barbecue grills out of that.
Did you have a glass of wine while you was watching?
He had a glass of barbecue sauce.
He was on somebody's show.
This is a KC masterpiece.
Put it
Summer
on
98. This is Baby Ray.
That's funny. Sweet Baby Ray.
And I said, get his name right.
Oh, you know, please, Sweet Baby Ray.
Please excuse me. I'm sorry.
This is a 94 Baby Ray's. Like, well, that's expired. That is not how barbecue sauce works. Oh, that's why I threw up 3 times.
I thought I just could handle it.
This is a 1962 Hickory smoke. Yeah, that's poisonous now.
It's just a popsicle.
You should throw that away.
Nobody in the Patreon watched this. Don't leave me out here by myself. Y'all, what was it called?
I feel like your pantry is just a whole bunch of different sauces.
Barbecue showdown or something.
They show ads?
I don't know. YouTube been sending. YouTube is broke, bro. I'm telling you, they've been sharing ads during some live.
Y'all just saw an ad right now.
Damn, where'd you see that? Doing a show.
They've been doing it live. If you don't, and then I got an email from YouTube that was like, you can't choose where your ads go no more. Y'all didn't get that?
Uh-uh.
A couple weeks ago, I got an ad from YouTube that was like, we know we used to tell you could put your ads whatever and decide, like, skippable here. They was like,
we can't afford that.
That's over with.
Yeah.
We'll decide where the ads are going.
So how does that work for live?
I don't know.
Because, like, do they stop us and show the ad, or did they just not see what
we
were saying?
I'm wondering, when y'all come back, are y'all all
caught
seeing
up?
The same commercial? Yeah, premium. I've had that for years. I just want to know
premium
what it's like to be you.
I used to talk big shit about Kev having premium. Then we got it. It was like, oh, nigga.
Once you don't have it for, you be
what
forgetting
it
what's
yeah.
like. Premium?
You don't got no ads?
No
even
ads.
Even the before?
You can download before. YouTube videos.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Same to your, boy, I got so many tiny desks on my phone now.
And you can keep your YouTube open and go do to other apps
yes.
and shit like that.
Yeah, you can multitask.
I did it for my birthday. Remember I had the 90s birthday party?
Yeah.
I did it just for karaoke. Yeah. Because I wouldn't have ads. And then. After that 30 days expired, I was like, I can't go back.
You can't go back after that.
How much is it a month?
It'd be going up. I think it's like $9.99.
But it's worth it. I ain't going to hold you. Like, I used to talk about the kid always watching YouTube. We use YouTube in the house all the time. When people come over, we'll play music or we'll watch
crazy.
Videos or something like that.
I use it way more than I
thought I would have.
So did I. And it's crazy how much my kids use it.
Yeah.
Like, it's their number one streaming platform.
YouTube?
YouTube Premium?
YouTube.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, they got premium too. Yeah. I mean, not their own. It's a family plan.
Yes.
I didn't think that would be one of the subscriptions.
They don't watch Netflix and stuff. They be on.
Really? Everything is YouTube.
Yeah. When we go to a trip and we're like, hey, download some stuff on Netflix, they download like people watching video, you know, the playing the game stuff. Mm-hmm. JoJo watches that and Isaiah downloads like NBA videos and stuff. And they just be watching that on the plane.
YouTube has all the fun, guilty pleasure stuff. Netflix is kind of like you sit down and watch something that you like, but YouTube, that's where you go and just like. Watch turtles getting the shit scraped off of them. Just like random stuff. You're like, damn, how did I watch 7 videos of this?
Bruh.
Barnacle removals?
I'll be watching that on Instagram too.
Oh, TikTok too.
Yeah, they be catching the lobsters.
Watching the people do hoof cleaning and stuff.
Random.
What the fuck y'all been watching?
Horse cleaning? That's amazing.
Farrah loves that and the carpet cleaning videos.
Carpet cleaning, power washing.
Or the niggas who be cleaning people's cars. Like, it start off all dirty, and they take off, like, everything. They basically skin your car.
Y'all boring as fuck.
Nah, Baron
did she did a watch party with a carpet cleaner video.
Nah. Bro, it's very satisfying. Like, when the line come back, I'll be like, ooh, that's a good line.
I'll be watching like First 48. That's like my therapy. Nah,
you, Tony and Tahir be watching.
I watch this new shit right now called Cruise Ship Murders.
Mm. What?
That's
like a whodunit.
Yeah.
It's like the murderer is still here.
Yeah, that's crazy. Right, because you literally on the same vessel with the murderer.
So
you don't know.
Going like,
what? Someone got killed?
Yeah. And then always that person like, oh, no, I didn't
see. This nigga got blood on his hands. Wait, what happened?
On his hands. What?
It be the best.
What happened?
Cruise Ship Murders is my shit.
That's Netflix?
That's on Peacock.
Oh, Peacock got some shit. I ain't
Peacock
gonna hold
got
you.
A lot.
I might have to go ahead and get
shit.
It.
They got Listen. The office on there. I be watching World's Toughest Prisons.
Now that I watch. Have you
Why?
Watched
Why? You
60
wanna...
Days
I like
In?
I live vicariously through it. I be like, this is crazy.
Right. Have you never seen 60 Days In?
Nah,
where like civilians willingly go to jail to either see what it's like
what?
Or they want to be cops yeah. or they want to be undercover cops or something like that. So they willingly go to jail and pretend like they're not who they are.
But the cameras are there.
Yeah, but the cameras are always there filming something for prison.
That's so random. Prisoners are just like, oh, that's the Channel 5 crew. They're here again.
The prisoners should have been the first SAG strike. Them niggas ain't getting nothing.
Yeah, 60 days is crazy.
You probably paid them 3 gums.
Three gums?
Yeah, great episode, man.
2 hot soups. Nigga. Hey, niggas listen. Get 2 packs of noodles.
You get 18 soups. That you the man up in there. You the man.
What if you don't want soup, man? And that's the highest value item in there.
It's what else is higher than soup?
That's what cigarettes? I'm saying. That's the soup and cigarettes. What
it's
if
a, it's a food. Stand out here that makes jail food.
Oh, like really? Like spreads and stuff?
Yeah, spreads. All
people
the stuff
are
that
wild.
It's out here. I saw the YouTube, I mean, not the YouTube page, but the IG page. But like, they make like the pizzas with the top ramen. Like, the whole thing, like
that's
the
dudes
whole...
that can't let it go. Let it go, man. You free. Dying. You is free, bro. Nah,
willingly eating prison food.
Yeah, that
wild.
Is just insane.
You're eating hey, regular pizza now. I don't want it. I want ramen crust.
Like, I want hooch out the toilet. Like, what?
I was watching one of them prison shows, and they talked to each other through the toilet.
I did my shit. He was like, I love you, girl. And he's putting his face in the toilet. Like.
Mm-hmm. They drain the water and talk at a toilet
and
all day.
And then they flush
and
to let you know, like...
Girl, I'm sick of you.
That's hanging up?
That's hanging up. Take that.
They be smart, man. Mm-hmm. What people come up with when you have no other resources, they be making tattoos. The one girl, they would dye their hair with like Kool-Aid packs and stuff.
Yeah, doing their makeup, putting lipstick on as the Kool-Aid.
Yes, they creative, man.
I ain't trying to be that cute in prison.
One of my students would make these. I told y'all before. He made realistic spiders, right, out of like tissue paper and shit like that. And then he would dye it with coffee. And like he would like tie the legs up to make it look like the different parts like of the leg and everything. And I was like, nigga, this... should have kept you out of here.
That's what I be thinking
every
time.
Like, you could make a killing off of this, and toilet paper is so cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you literally could sell this on Hollywood and be $1,000 in a moment, in a day.
You think he's going to sell $1,000 worth of toilet
if you saw,
paper scriptures?
No, it wasn't scriptures, spiders. Like, he made realistic spiders.
Somebody gonna buy that.
I promise
I was just
you.
Thinking
the
I
guards, would having him make their spiders, and they were, like, giving them away as gifts. Because these shits was, like, this size. They were, like, life-size spiders. I was like, nigga, what, you just found you had this talent?
You spilled one glass of water around that shit and it's ruined.
That's true. But that bitch looked real, though. It was very talented.
Did he make you any sandwiches in there that look real out of toilet paper?
I didn't want they sandwiches.
Did you eat the jail food? At the place? Not when you was working in jail. I mean, did you go to this restaurant or you just heard about it?
No. I just saw it on IG.
When you worked there, was that the options, though? The same food that they got?
No. That stuff came in like a bag. Like the peanut butter and jelly, it was like packages of peanut butter and jelly they had to just spread on their stuff.
What'd y'all eat?
We had hot food. They have a cafeteria for the guards and for the cops and sheriffs and the teachers.
Did anybody ever approach you and be like, man, I'll give you 100, you sneak a cell phone in?
Nah, but like it was pretty strict. Like if they complimented me, I had to report that.
Compliment?
Yeah, be like, yo, them shoes nice, Mr. Moore. I gotta report that.
Oh.
Because
what you mean, huh?
Nah, because
them freckles are freckling.
Hey, that ass
assassin. Moore.
Yeah, because that's how it starts.
Look at you thick today, Mr. Moore.
He smells good, Mr. Moore.
Not reporting that one.
That's for me.
That one's in my personal file.
Yeah.
Somebody's file has a whole bunch of compliments.
Hey, no, because basically that's how they try to get on your good side. vibe. You know, playing compliments and, you know, speaking to you every day. And then eventually they, you know, try to manipulate you or use you for something. So
the fourth compliment is, hey, bring me a knife.
I like your shoes.
I look nice 4 days in a row. I'm not going to bring a knife to you.
I like your shoes. Help me escape.
You would be surprised, though, man.
Well,
those motherfuckers were charming and cunning.
Hey, those glasses are nice. Break me out of here.
Yeah. You know, if you never complimented me, I would have never done anything.
Bring
but
a van with full
said.
Gas. Give me a car with full gas and a map. Some money.
Good thing, bro.
Some money? Hey, when you go home today, cutters. Take me home with you.
Give me a key to my cell.
They would ask, so they'd be like, what you doing this weekend, Mr. Ball? I'm like, nigga, why?
Give me a trip. Because
I'm coming with.
Hey, it's here. It's a nice chain. Open this gate.
Open this gate. Now. Now. Do it now. Do it now. No more compliments. No more compliments.
I'll never tell you those shoes are nice again.
I didn't even like your shoes, real nigga.
Well, I'm between a rock and a hard place now. Kind of needed them compliments to get me through. It's like the biggest rap sheet, dude, is the nicest guy on the yard. 1,000 compliments.
CK, compliment king, baby.
Oh, man. This has been a good time. We appreciate y'all for pulling up and talking crap with us. I saw this on the internet. Submit stories for the other guests that I have to internet@KevOnStage. Today's episode has been Patrick Houston, Lulu Gonzalez, and to hear more, please follow them on their social medias, and we'll see you guys next time. Peace. What?